Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me right now for his three stocks in 3 minutes, moving on news, Zach on the chart. You're right, Zach.
Yep, feeling good.
Okay, fair enough. Let's go on then. Here's the three stocks. First and foremost, one of the biggest moves today, BMR Group. They've entered into an anticipated off-take agreement with African Compass International. I say Compass. What I mean is Compass. So this shares a rising story. BMR.
Yes. Right, the rising trend channel from as long ago as October. Draw a line from the last peak in October through the March resistance and points you towards 9 pence, which is where I think the shares are going, especially while they hold above, let's say, 5.25, which was Friday's low.
God, they're powering ahead. They've got a bit of a peak, though, at 7 pence, haven't they? Where there was peak before and came back. But you think they'll power through that, do you think?
Well, I think so. I think that the angle of the trajectory of ascent is heading towards 9 pence just on that price channel there. So hopefully it will take out those peaks. And also with this better news, I suppose you would expect a better share price.
Okay. And next one, very popular stock, CloudTag, CTAG. They signed a binding heads of terms agreement for the sale and marketing of their product in America and Canada. So how's that looking, Zach?
Looking very nice. We got I suppose with the big move was already in May. We've been consolidating ever since. Rising trend channel now from which you can draw from the beginning of the year. This is also possibly heading towards 9 pence. 50-day moving average at 5.25 pence. And above that, looking for 9 pence, which would be a January resistance line projection. So almost exactly the same as the previous stock.
Yeah, it's almost like stocks that are powering ahead, you know, with momentum, keep powering ahead, don't they? This is the next one. Sound Energy have confirmed significant gas discovery and a potential single gas column at their Tendrara license in onshore Morocco. So SOU, what do you reckon?
I'm not saying I'm amazed because it was looking like a very strong chart, but I think it's probably actually even exceeded my very bullish expectations. The highs today so far, 68p, or just above 68p, which is a line drawn from November 2014 through the April peak last year. I think that'll be the most for now. If it goes any more, I think the next stop will be the FTSE 100. So I'm looking for a bit of a consolidation, but maybe that would only take it back towards the mid-50s and then back up to try and break 70 after that.
Yeah, phenomenal rise. I mean, I remember thinking of buying these. Like, they were 10 pence, and for some reason I didn't. And now they're at 65 pence. I missed that one.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think if you look at the chart, the big break here really was that the clearance of 20p, which had blocked the shares for so long, like since about June last year. And, after that, there's just been no turning back at all. So, you know, support resistance and breaking resistance can be a very good signal.
Yeah, on the 1st of July, they were 16 pence, and now they're 66 pence. That's nuts. Marvellous, yeah. Zach. Speak tomorrow.
Thank you.
The Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.